of Mike McFeely Outdoors kicks off in a very fantastic way. Jeff Katzer from Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and, of course, Warrior Boats joins us now, as he does each and every week on this program. Jeff's appearance is sponsored by the great folks at Warrior Boats in Melrose, Minnesota. And it is not long, Jeffrey. It is not that long of a period of time until your beautiful Warrior Boat from Melrose, Minnesota will be cutting through the waves smoothly on Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Uncle Michael and everybody out there. No, you're right. I've had it here since January, and I just looked at it in the shop and go, you know, I can't wait. Running a brand new Verado this year. I've never had a Verado personally. I've always had the, you know, I'm a bass guy, so I
yeah.
go fast all the time. And so we switched from the Optimax over to the 200 Verado tiller.
Oh, it's power in the palm of your hands power. Right there. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a good ride. The old 2090. Again, same boat as I had last year. Just you get this. I don't like red. I don't like red vehicles, red boats, nothing. What did I get? I ordered it. Red.
Well, red's my favorite color, so you probably just were influenced by me. So
maybe that was it. But yet they came out with this new Regal Red. Holy man, is it ever awesome. So I had to do a little silver and red.
Is it sparkly?
It's massive sparkly because I did sterling silver and desert sand. It's like an epic sparkle.
Wow, that is awesome. That's cool.
Sparkle.
How fast does this boat go, would you estimate?
The other one did 56. I'd say this one will do 52.
52 miles per hour.
I really don't know. I mean, with clients and everything, a great cruising speed is 32. You know, that's just a super cruising speed. But yeah, fast. We do have some of our tillers with Mercury 250 Pro XS's on them that will hit 62 to 64.
Wow.
With a tiller.
That's getting
Remember the old 25 Johnson you used it with your grandpa? Yet things have changed.
Yeah. I grew up in a 12-foot bluegill boat with a 6-horse Johnson on it. So if you're talking 25-horse, that was way over my...
Oh, really?
Back when I was in the day. When I bought a 30-horse Johnson with a tiller on my Lumacraft 16-footer for my first brand-new boat, I felt like I was going 1,000 miles an hour with my 30-horse tiller. It was fantastic.
Was that 6-horse Johnson that they didn't have reverse? You just spun it around backwards?
No, I think this one had a reverse. And then the McFeely family moved up to a 7.5-horse Merc after that. Oh, God, we were golden after that. It's fantastic.
You were living large.
Absolutely. You know what? And this is, you know, we're kind of having fun with this, but this is the absolute truth. We caught fish in whatever boat or motor we had.
No, that's exactly it.
Maybe it wasn't as efficient. Maybe we didn't get there as quickly. Maybe as many parts of the lake weren't open to us because it would have taken forever and a day to get there. But we still caught fish and had fun, right?
I can sum it up real easy. The price of cool is not cheap.
That's a perfect way of putting it. I love that. That's awesome. So how's ice fishing going? Is it still ice in the lake up there at Devil's Lake there, or is it pretty much open water now?
Yeah, we got the ice here there on the Devil's Lake yet. We haven't lost anything. We haven't talked for, it seems like, a month.
I know. I've been jetting around the country doing all kinds of different stuff, so we haven't had a chance to chat very much.
Nothing has changed. However, I will tell you this, and if you watch the Woodland Resort Facebook page or my Facebook page, even Mike hasn't even shared them. He's been so busy. we have crushed the McFeely large perch out of the resort.
No.
We've crushed it at least 12 times.
Jeez.
Yeah, we've had 12 fish over 2 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, these are perch, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about. We had one that went 15 and 3/4. I personally measured it with the Stanley ruler, and I made sure it had all the numbers. And I had the gentleman holding it up next to a Diet Coke bottle.
I did see that on Facebook. I did give a thumbs up to that one because that was huge.
And, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, I can clearly see his arm is back 18. No, it wasn't. The guy, you know, I wasn't trying to do that. I'm trying to show you it's 8.5-inch bottle next to a 15 and 3/4-inch fish. And the thing was huge. That's the biggest one, Mike, I've ever seen come out of the resort since I've been here. I've only been here 4 years. I understand that. But, I mean, there's times that these guys on walleye tournaments wish they had a 2.5-2 as their last fish. You know, they just couldn't get it. But, yeah, a 2.5-2, absolute behemoth. And then the next day, he goes out, he's yelling, "I did it again!" And I look, oh, here's another one laying there. 15 inches on the head, it weighed 202.
Jeez. Yeah. I as we're sitting here speaking, Jeff, I was searching on my phone for the picture of this gentleman, and I don't think his name is with the photo, but I just shared it with all my Facebook friends. So
that a boy.
He's got the big 15 and three quarter inch perch next to a Diet Coke bottle, and he's not holding them one rejiggery to the other. They look like they're straight up. It's honest. It's a 15 and three quarter inch perch. So all you haters out there, go hate someplace else.
Yeah, yeah, it was too bad because a lot of people really jabbed me on that, and I did my best. Listen, I'm not trying to pull the wool out of nobody's eyes, but that's an epic perch. It truly is. I have not ever seen one. I know they're in here. Poor Tom Shields is looking for his 16-incher, and, you know, I haven't never seen that, but this is really good. Then did you see that pike I caught?
That I did, yes. The pike was huge, yes.
That is the largest. It measured 43 on the same stand length, by the way, tape measure. But I bet, man, I didn't weigh it. Yes, I put it back down the hole. Why did you do that, Katzer? That's a perch and walleye killer. Because you know what? I wasn't going to eat it, and I'm not going to mount it, and I'm just not going to throw it away because that's too big of a fish. I mean,
you had people giving you guff about throwing the big northern back in the lake because it might eat some perch and walleyes. Really?
I can't even, well, I can't say it on the air, but I got run over the coals about that. And I'm not going to eat it. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes from ducks to deer to fish. If I kill it, I'm going to eat it. But I could release that, and I didn't want to eat it. So, I mean, that would feed an entire family.
Oh, gosh. People need to get a life. I mean, it's the natural way that things work. Pike eat perch. They eat some walleyes. Walleyes eat perch. Walleyes eat walleyes. They do.
Oh, yeah.
They cannibalize. Perch eat little perch. So, I mean,
exactly.
Come on. Jeepers,
yeah,
creepers.
It was too bad. And what I was going for there was, let's give that gentleman some credit that caught this fish. My God, that's a behemoth. And he's happy. And here's the worst part that really bothered me, Mike, is his grandson, 12 years old, is on Facebook.
Oh, no.
And yeah, and he's reading. I mean, I went on and deleted it because it was horrible that this poor kid, you know, there was four comments on there that didn't need to be on there. You know, I can understand that I've seen bigger one. That's fine. I'm sure you have. I have not, and I stated that in there. And, you know, I even said, you know, I wrote a little thing on there saying, you know, the guy's 6'2". He's got sausages for fingers. I mean, you can clearly see he's a big man on top of it. Look at the size of the fish. Don't criticize the poor guy.
But there's people out there who just, they think that whatever they've done in the outdoors is better than whatever anybody else has done. And I take great joy, and I know you do too, Jeff. If somebody in your boat catches the fish of a lifetime, you're dang near as happy as they are.
You're absolutely right. It goes back to, you can relate to this. You standing there as Pinto brings a 25-incher in the boat. The smile on your face, and I mean, it glowed all the way over to my boat. I mean, that's what I feel every day with these people. And to have that, and then his grandson reading this, that really pumped me out, I got to tell you. It wasn't good, but let's talk good stuff.
Hey, before we get going, I need to take a break because we're halfway through our segment here. So hang with me. Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Mitchell's Guide Service, and, of course, our great sponsors, Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. More to come with Jeff Katzer on the Mighty 790 KFGO up next. And she thinks we're just fishing.